B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Oh, so nice to be with my girl.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Nice to catch up with you.
Yeah. And so last week I told you that something happened that was really traumatic and I didn't want to talk about it at that time. Sorry, my gum is right here.
No,
I took my gum out of my mouth and I put it on a piece of paper.
We're
right in front of me.
Classy like that?
Yes, super classy. And I had something that was so scary happen as a parent.
Yeah.
And it happened and I couldn't talk about it last week with you because... I mean, you and I did off air, but I didn't want to share it on air.
I mean, sometimes it's like so tragic, you can't just bring it up.
I was a little traumatized with myself. Yes. Yeah. So we were off the week before on the morning show, so I got to take my kids to school. So I brought my one daughter to school. Then I had some time in between and I was going to bring my second daughter to school. And in the meantime, I was going to clean out my car.
Oh, wow.
Something you never have time to do when
never,
you're
ever. Or I'd rather pay somebody to do it if they can. But usually there's a lot of sensitive information in there, so I have to do it.
Yep. Bingo. Yes. So I was cleaning out my car and I had some of her toys set up for her right there in the garage, not underneath where the garage could come down and smash her, but like right in front of it in the
where
driveway.
You can see her. She's safe.
She's right there. So I'm cleaning the car. She's sitting there playing, engaged. And I had to go in to get a handheld vacuum.
Been there.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right around the corner. Get it.
It's
right back in. Right back out.
10 steps into the house.
Yep.
10 steps into the house.
Yep.
And I looked at her and I said, okay, stay right there, baby. Mommy, be right back. Mommy, be right back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking in the house. I'm like counting my steps. Grab it. Come back out. I look right where she'd been playing and she's gone. Vanished.
What?
Vanished. And it was almost like I was revving myself up for it because I was second guessing whether I should have.
Right. You always have that little doubt in your head.
Yes.
But then you have to accomplish something. You have to finish the project you're doing.
Right.
Right.
Right. So then I came out. I didn't see her. Meredith, I ran out into the driveway. I was screaming at the top of my lungs. Tatiana! I'm running around the side of this house. This guy who was jogging in the neighborhood, he was jogging. I go, I need help. My baby's gone.
I know.
So there are obviously water by our house.
Oh,
we're running
God.
Around. But I'm telling you, I went in the house for 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. And
so,
she was gone that
yes,
day.
Yes. So then I came back around the side of the house. The guy's still back there looking in the back lake. And I mean, this. I don't know, maybe the whole thing that she was gone, we obviously found her. Maybe it was like 2 minutes. I don't know. It's hard to tell time, but it was very quick, but it felt like longer than it was.
Things slow down
yes.
in a traumatic situation.
Yes.
They seem like forever.
So in my head, I'm like, going through, okay, I have to call Doug and tell him I lost our daughter. He was out of town.
Right.
And it just was like, I was terrified. But then that thought of me calling Doug and explaining to him and telling him what happened, it didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did she disappear
right.
when you turned your back for 10 seconds?
Right, let's retrace our steps.
Yes. So when I finally took the emotion out of it because I was reacting with my emotion. I'd kind of revved myself up a little bit, second guessing myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came out and I saw her trike and her chalk and she was vanished. It was almost like that bad scene in a movie where
right.
the baby's vanished
right,
from
right,
the tricycle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I let my emotion get the best of me. And then I was like, where could she really have gone
right.
in 10 seconds? She's obviously not behind the house.
Right.
She's obviously not in front of the house. Nobody comes down that way. And I said, my car. So I walked towards my car and I heard her in there.
Okay, and so she's playing in the car.
So this is what happened. I think I said to her, 10 seconds, or I said, I'll be back in 10 or whatever I said. Something triggered 10, like count to 10 and
yeah.
hide.
Oh.
So I think she was doing like hide and seek.
Oh my gosh.
But.
Oh, and you were screaming for her name and she's like, oh. I'm counting. I'm
yeah.
hiding from you.
Yes.
Like, I'm not supposed to come out. We are playing a game. You told me we were playing a game.
Exactly.
Okay.
So she's in there laughing.
Yeah.
And then she knew I was all upset. So then she started crying because she realized. But I was like, you know, she's one of those kids. If she does something, if she can tell you're upset, she starts crying.
Right.
Evelyn doesn't, but the baby does. But so she was all, you know, shaken up too. And I was like, honey, you can't hide from mama.
Yeah.
So it was a misunderstanding. But. Terrifying.
You,
terrifying.
I mean, your heart fell into your gut. you probably pooped your pants for a second. Instant migraine for me.
I could have. Yes.
And thankfully, you didn't have to call your husband to explain that situation. Because let's go back to that. That is the worst phone call ever. Like, I mean, it's okay, like, to admit. It's hard to admit when you do something wrong. But how do you explain, like...
I couldn't even...
And he's not even in town, right?
How does this even happen? Like, one day of taking your kids to school and you lose them. I mean, really, yeah. Roxanne?
Can you imagine if he called you and you're on vacation? You're on vacation, like with your friends or whatever, and then you're like, what?
It's life changing. I mean, it's, you know, the possibilities are devastatingly
endless.
I'm
happy you found her. I'm happy she was actually playing a game. You know what I mean?
Yes. And I think there are two lessons to this, because the first lesson is my initial instincts were correct. Nobody was walking. I mean, the guy who was jogging, I had to yell to him to come to me.
Yeah.
Like the place where we live, nobody was going to come and grab her in those 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. There wasn't
enough time in that vicinity. Gotcha.
Right, right. And I guess someone could be hiding in the bushes. I don't know. But then the reason I started realizing that she must be nearby is because of my voice in my head. I'm like, oh, did a vampire come and take her? Did aliens abduct her? Once I went down that path, right. I'm like, Roxanne, you're not thinking rationally.
Right, right. You have to calm yourself down.
Right. So I think that's the lesson number one, is calm yourself down in those situations. And so I didn't really do anything horrible by leaving her alone, because there really was nowhere for her to go in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Except inward into mm-hmm. the garage. But maybe it is just for peace of mind for me. I am a helicopter parent. I never have my eyes off my kids. It's just part of the deal. Like, I should have just said, all right, Javiana, walk inside with me to get the vacuum cleaner.
Right.
And she is of that age where I've just stopped carrying her. I've stopped scooping her up and pick.
She's older.
A month ago, yeah, it wouldn't have been a big deal because I would have just picked her up and right. She's not that heavy. But yeah. Now she's a lug.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. And by the way, it's 10 seconds. And so...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
How did you explain what happened to the guy?
I did call Doug right away to the guy.
Yeah.
You know what? I guess it was some sort of, I guess it's a byproduct of being part of the MJ Morning Show. I just was like I was appreciative, but almost defensive and snarky to him.
Right. Like, don't judge me.
No, I just said, that got your heart racing, didn't it? That helped you out with your workout. But I was like, thank you so much. I'm sorry. She's in the garage. I mean,
right.
I was just like, I was almost in shock a little bit.
Of course.
I actually want to find him, see him in the neighborhood.
I'm sure you will. Be like, thank you so much.
Yes. I'm so appreciative.
Okay, so you explained it to your husband.
I called him and told him. And then I called my sister right away because she lost her child one time mm-hmm. at Disney World.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
So she's been there, the panic and the terror.
Like, I can relate to you now.
Right.
So, that aspect.
I went from, I'm not going to tell anybody this, to now I'm telling everyone, but I did start telling people.
Right.
And
it's an important lesson.
Yeah.
In a blink of an eye.
In a blink of an eye.
At 10 seconds. So you just never really know what's going to happen.
No.
But listen, I run in the house really quickly all the time to grab this and a quick vacuum. Like,
yeah.
It's 5 seconds, you know?
I feel like when I was her age, I was out playing in the street at night.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't
come home until it was, you know, almost too dark. Or it would be dark and then I'd get yelled at because you're supposed to come home right before it gets too dark. Yeah, I totally understand. Yesterday I went to Disney on Ice, as a matter of fact.
Ooh, fun.
And it's so much fun. It's fun to bring family and friends and all that stuff, but it gets busy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and my daughter, my oldest, Aubrey, she was a runner when she was younger. And I have no embarrassment whatsoever telling the entire world that Mama Bear and little daughter, I put her on a leash.
Good.
It was like a bear, like cute little backpack, but there was a leash attached to it. And I don't care. I'm at a farmer's market, you know, in St. Pete, where there's thousands of people and everybody's walking around. Or if we were going to Universal Studios or anywhere, it was probably like 2 years because she was 100% a runner. We would go to Sam's Club, boom, within a second. She would just, I didn't know what aisle she was in. And she would just think it was the funniest thing. And I would reprimand her no matter what I did, no matter what I said, no matter what I did. She would not listen to me. She's just an active little girl. She grew out of it. I have no problem putting you on a leash, but now my youngest one is, she's so chill.
Isn't that funny? I mean, different
polar opposites.
Right from the get-go, you can look at your kids and say, okay, this one needs this kind of parenting and this one needs this kind of rule.
Yeah, but if she was that age again and we were going to Disney on Ice, I would absolutely put a leash on her.
Right.
But luckily, she's old enough now. She's 6, going to be 7 soon. And yeah, so I don't have to do that with her. But it was just fun. It's fun going to these events with the girls as they get a little bit older, you know. So I'm sitting there last night with, you know, all the girls and a friend. And then we're actually singing the songs with them, which is, you know, the nostalgia of Aladdin and Lion King. We're singing all the songs and the girls are having fun and just, I don't know. It's fun. But also it is scary within, you know, you're going into a huge crowd with a bunch of little girls. But then you look around, there's a bunch of kids, boys and girls everywhere.
Right.
So, yeah, but I'm happy that she's not in that running around phase anymore. Because, I mean, you run. She would just run. Do your kids run at all?
Well, it's funny because I was going to get a leash for Davi when she was little because she was a runner.
Yeah.
But she's grown out of it. They grow out of it pretty quickly. She's good now. But I had no qualms about it because I talked to a police officer one time. They're like, would you rather have your kid on a leash and have a couple people look at you funny after a day at a Disney park? Or would you not be able to find your child?
Right.
I mean, it takes 2 seconds.
Or they're abducted or something. Yeah. I don't care.
Which would you prefer?
You know, working in this industry, I don't know about you, the less and less I get embarrassed about
anything. Me too.
I really don't get, it's hard to embarrass me. You can embarrass me.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably stuff that's like deep seated in me that people don't know about. But when it comes to like a lot of things, maybe like 95%, I really don't care.
No.
Like you can try to embarrass me all day long. I don't care that my kid looks like this or that I look like a mess.
Right.
Do I wish I wasn't looking this way? Yes. But do I care at the end of the day? No.
You do not look a mess.
And that's like a working mom for you.
It is. Totally is. I will give you one follow-up to the story with losing my daughter. So we went to chapel that day and the sermon was about how it was to the children because it was the kids' chapel.
Yeah.
And it was about how God looks after you. And the whole sermon, the pastor was like, oh, so kids, have you ever been lost before? And I'm sitting there slinking down in my seat. Like I literally lost the child that she's talking to 15 minutes prior.
How did you know?
Right. And so then after church, I just walked up to pastor and I just said, yeah, that message was for me because I just lost Davi this morning.
What did he say? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, she was laughing.
Oh, that's
she was
cute.
Laughing. So yeah, but my point is just to your point,
yeah.
You don't, my embarrassment factor.
No.
I think it has to do with radio.
I think it has to do with what we do for a living.
Yeah, people's
moms,
comments.
Being a mom and also, and the judgment when it comes to being mom. It's like, I don't care at the end of the day and this job.
Oh my gosh.
We're embarrassed all day, every day with what we're talking about. And
every day.
And well, at least what we're saying is probably embarrassing. But man, the thick skin helps
it's
out.
True. It
try
really
to
does.
Embarrass us.
Uh-huh.
You won't break through.
Oh, you know what I want to talk about next time? That reminds me. Let's talk about, you know what a pick me girl is? Have you heard about that?
What is that? I've heard it.
Okay, we'll do some homework.
Okay, a pick me girl.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yes. All right. Next time.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.